Four members of the House Subcommittee on National Security, Homeland Defense, and Foreign Operations spent the Veterans Day weekend in Libya and Egypt. In Libya, the group, which included Vermont's Peter Welch, assessed security issues that were exposed in the aftermath of the attacks on the Benghazi mission in 2012. Congressman Welch reports that while they did not travel to the Benghazi site, they did tour the embassy in Tripoli.
The security situation there has been significantly upgraded since the tragedy in Benghazi, and that was reassuring. But it's also a dilemma that we face because, on the one hand, we have to have the security that is required to protect our diplomats. On the other hand, if you build too big a fortress, you're going to inhibit the diplomats from being able to interact and do the job that we sent them there to do.
Welch sees starkly different possible futures for the two countries. Libya, he believes, has a chance for a decent future.
They have oil wealth, but they don't have any political infrastructure to make decisions about sharing the benefits and sharing the burdens of building that society. And they're in a very touch-and-go situation right now, trying to build a democratic institution. Egypt, I think, has a much more challenging situation because they have a huge population, 25% of the Arab world, but the economy is really wobbly, and it's been hurt a lot by the political instability, particularly tourism. It's the economic challenges that are going to be the big issues for them.
Congressman Welch believes the U.S. should be supportive of those seeking democratic stability and economic reform, but cannot micromanage the internal dynamics of the North African countries.
The United States has got to realize that people there in those countries have to make their fundamental decisions. They've got to decide to be open to change and take, obviously, the leadership for it to the extent we can be helpful. Then there's an opportunity for us to do that. The United States should not have the illusion that we've got either the ability or the obligation to micromanage the future of these countries that have big challenges.
The congressional delegation met with the Libyan Deputy Prime Minister, the U.S. Ambassador to Libya, and the U.S. Ambassador in Cairo. Most of the delegation's time in Egypt, according to Welch, was spent in the Sinai Peninsula, meeting with members of the multinational force of observers.
The observer force has been there for 32 years or so, and they're monitoring the peace agreement between Egypt and Israel, and it's a peacekeeping mission. There's about 13 countries that have soldiers in that peacekeeping role, and they've been very successful in not just the monitoring, but creating trust that has established a very good relationship between Egypt and the Israeli military. And obviously, with Egypt being the largest Arab country, having at least those two countries, Egypt and Israel, on peaceful terms and right now durable peaceful terms, that's a very good thing.
This was Congressman Welch's first trip to southern Sinai and Libya. He was accompanied by Subcommittee Chair Republican Jason Chaffetz of Utah, Democrat Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts, and Republican Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.